Okay, this is a short addendum to the Easter date video. It's going to be about the vernal equinox, so if you're not interested in that, you might want to shut this off now. What was concerning me while I made that video is, okay, I can say, based on what we call the vernal equinox back in 30 AD, I can calculate the exact day in our current calendar terms for the date of his death, resurrection, and rest. And that's what I did in the video. While I'm doing it, I kept thinking, how do we know that the vernal equinox really occurred when we say it did? Because if that's wrong, then, you know, the date's going to be wrong. Now, I got the vernal equinox date for 30 AD from timeanddate.com. When I did the Yapping Part 10 videos, I had one video on the vernal equinox. So you can see the website there. The point I was concerned about is I thought, okay, you know, that's a back calculation, and it's based on our current calendars. So how correct would it really be? And here's the proof of it being okay. In the video and in timeanddate.com, you'll see that the vernal equinox occurs post-sundown. I want to say it's like 10 or 11, almost 11 p.m. On the 22nd of March, UTC. UTC is roughly equivalent, I mean, very close to Greenwich Mean Time. Now, that would place it as the 23rd for your calculations of March in 30 AD. So you know, you count your 10 days starting with 23, you know, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, etc. Okay, this year in 2010, which is how I close the video, the vernal equinox occurs on March 21st, really the 20th post sundown, also after 10 p.m. Okay, so that's well into, you know, because Israel's GMT plus 8. So that's well into, you know, Israel, the next day for Israel's terminology. Because remember, they begin the day piggyback that sundown on the prior solar day. So we treat that as the 21st for the year 2010 in order to derive the 10 days, in order to derive the 14 for Passover, and the 17 for when he rises, you know, for first fruits. Why the Jews don't do this, I don't know, because it's really pretty simple. But their calendar is all screwed up. And I can talk about why, because I understand now why and how it got screwed up. It's a very major doctrine about Satan's strategy, but I'll cover that in a later thing. Right now, the point is how do we prove that we got the right date? And the answer is really deceptively simple. God, of course, must have orchestrated it to be so simple. What I did was, is I took 2010 and I subtracted it from 30, and I divided the result by 7. Because if Christ died on Wednesday, and this was a year that was a multiple of 7 from when he died, which it's not, if it were a multiple of 7 from the time when he died, then I should come up with Tuesday. Today should be, you know, April 3rd, should be Tuesday. But it's not Tuesday. All right? And it's not divisible evenly by 3. If you take 2010 on your calculator, subtract 30, and then take that result and divide it by 7, you're going to get 282.857. 282.857, it's your remainder that's telling you that it's not a divisible by 7 difference. Of course, you could know that just by looking at it. All right, so the question is, what does 8.857 signify? 0.857 is 6/7. Do it on your calculator. Just divide, take 6 and divide it by 7. You'll get 0.857. So what we know is that the year 2010 is, you know, based on a sixth year in the cycle. So that next year, 2011, the difference would be divisible by 7, but not for 2010. Therefore, the day that corresponds to the same day that he died, which is April 3rd, would have to be, if it was in a year that was divisible by 7, then it would have to be a Tuesday. If it was a year at the 6th of the 7th, which is where we are, then it would have to be a Monday. Well, but it's Saturday on April 3rd, 2010. Okay, so that's 2 days less. Aha! The vernal equinox is also 2 days less. Notice that? The vernal equinox in 30 AD was the 23rd, you know, because it's post-sundown. The vernal equinox in 2010, post-sundown, is the 21st. That's a two-day difference. Well, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. So we know simultaneously that we got the right vernal equinox in 30 AD. We got the right vernal equinox in 2010. And we've got the right number of years between them. Because that was my other big concern, is I'm thinking, you know, we go from BC to AD and all of a sudden we lose 3 years. That's why you have to basically say Christ was born in 4 BC. Because something went wrong with everybody's calendars, or the way we calculate calendars, such that we end up having BC dates, which are actually right, and AD dates that are actually right. But you can't just add 3 or subtract 3 and have them be right. That never works. People do that all the time. You know, they try to recast the taking of Jerusalem by Titus as 73 AD. No, it wasn't. It was 70 AD. Okay, what they're doing when they come up with 73 is they're adding 3 years to the calendar because of this anomaly with the 3 years in the last 3 years prior to Christ's birth. Okay, and the same thing with some people with their BC dates, like some of them are saying the Exodus occurred 1446 BC. Well, what they're doing is they're adjusting for the 6-year anomaly in the Roman calendar. Well, it wasn't 1446 BC, it was 1440. Okay, you can't just subtract or add for BC and AD. That doesn't work. Here's why it doesn't work. You got to go by the vernal equinox. And so here we see conclusive proof, as far as I'm concerned, because it's math, that A, we got the right vernal equinox for 30 AD. And B, we got the right number of years between the time he died and now. Okay? Which therefore means we got good BC dates, and we just have to laugh at how what seems to be a 3-year anomaly, which isn't really there. I don't know how to say why it's not really there, but it's not. So what you can be sure of is that the 2010 dates for his arrest and crucifixion and rising that are in the video are correct. Now, the next question logically would be, why don't we all just fix our calendars? Okay, we got the right day of the week, considering this, the drift in the vernal equinox. We got the right day of the week. We got the right year. Okay? So basically we're looking at, we don't even really need to correct it. We don't need to correct our dates. So all we need to correct is the way we say what Easter is. We should stop using this convoluted system. And the Jews should stop using the calendar the way they've got it. That's going to be the topic of another video later. But for right now, just know that, you know what? We've got proof that we've got a correct number of years elapsed and a correct number of days elapsed since the date that the Bible gives us for the crucifixion. So we know what that date is, and we know we got the right number of days between. So we really do know how to date things. The only question left is, why aren't we following the Bible's system of dating? Peace out.